Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today is just a quick snippet on something I was thinking about. So, motivation. Motivation. We all obviously ebb and flow on this feeling. And it is extra for females with hormone changes and everything. We definitely have times in our cycle that we are more creative, more lazy, tired, and I think I've mentioned all this kind of stuff before, and I know I've had a conversation with Ash McDonald on here before with regards to hormone syncing, cycling, all that kind of stuff. So you can go back into those episodes because they were super interesting, but I'm just here to talk about motivation. So again, we all have times when we're not motivated, when we're not inspired, when we literally don't know what to do with ourselves, but this is exactly why we build habits. We build habits into our routines so that they can move us forward consistently. And so it is hard to build habits. I mean, the original talk of habit building was 21 days. And I think I read something recently that was like something like 76 or 77 days to actually form a new habit. Yeah, it does not take 3 weeks to build a new habit. It is the consistency and the repetition that you're flexing that muscle to actually build a habit. And so when you're not motivated to, say, go to the gym, well, when you do it frequently enough, it becomes a habit, and then it becomes something that you can't imagine not doing. So for me, that is just like, it's a non-negotiable. Unless I'm like on my freaking deathbed, which I was the other week with the flu in bed, unless I literally am like that, there's no excuse as to why I'm not going to move my body in a day. I will figure it out. I'm sure you all have something that you make no excuses for. We all have something that we make no excuses for. And we're really good at making excuses for lots of things too, like sit on the couch, watch Netflix, you know. Instead of doing that, what healthy habit could we be introducing here? And so when we have these habits in our life, even when we are not motivated and not inspired, we show up for ourselves. So what habit could you lose? What habit are you trying to entertain? And how can you build that habit into your life so that it becomes a motivated source even when you're not inspired to do it? Action means you have to make decisions along the way. So, time to take action to make new habits, so that you can stay consistent and motivated and inspired, even on those days or those times where you feel that that is the farthest thing from what you want to do. Hope this little quick few minutes put some thought into your minds today. Thanks, guys. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.